This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Complaints, petitions, frustrations about DSTV being too expensive. We're speaking to Sifiso Gwala. He is the one who's going to be just taking us through the whole pricing and the whole thing and what's happening. I know MultiChoice has also released a statement. Dineo has forwarded us in our group where they responded by saying MultiChoice Group continues to provide an uninterrupted video entertainment subscription service and the best available content. And as part of their normal order of business, they are looking to provide great value add-ons for customers at various times of the year, most recently during the COVID-19 period, which include the addition of new content on various channels, increasing genres of channels to assist families. So I did see there is a channel. I just saw one channel.
What?
That popped up.
COVID channel.
I'm not sure, but there's one extra channel.
Kororo channel.
I don't know.
What does it do?
I know there's Koriri.
Koriza. Yeah.
Korizo.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm curious to know how they're going to create all of this new content when we're not really supposed to be on set, on location. People's budgets have been cut. There's no advertisers. So I'm not sure where all of this new content is going to come from. But on the topic of specific subscriptions, over 140,000 people have signed a petition that was launched by Sifiso Gwala to help the public vent their frustrations. And then the digital satellite television provider released a statement thereafter. So Sifiso joins us on the line right now, and you can also call in on 0861987000. Sifiso, welcome. So tell me the background of this. What was your thinking, and what was the last straw that broke the camel's back that made you just log on and make a petition happen?
Oh, morning to everyone. It's good, and morning to you again, Papi.
Thanks
for giving me this opportunity. From last year, we've been, as Black Twitter, like on social media, we've been trying to reach out to DSTV to decrease prices. And before, we tried to reach out to them to add more content, because we are paying more for something that we're not watching. Most of the channels that are on DSTV are not like the content we want as Black South Africans, you see. Maybe let me just name the few. We use Super Sports, Mzansi Magic, and the news channels. The other channels are just useless, maybe for compared to users. Now, the DSTV didn't come back or make any response until this year again. The guy by the name of Malambane initiated that maybe we make a petition. And he approached me to do a petition, and I did a petition. And, hey, it was a success, because now we are on 186,000 currently.
Do you feel, Sifiso, that this petition will be listened to, that this time they will listen? Because I know the conversation has been happening for years on social media, but do you feel like this time they will listen?
Yes. Yeah, they listened. They responded last week, but it was not clear. And day before yesterday, we initiated another trip. DSTV must fall again. Maybe now it's for the 10th time. And they said they will add One Magic and Comedy Central to the compact viewers. But still, it's not enough, because in Uganda, Kenya, and Nigeria, they've cut the prices. They've also freeze in Kenya, they freeze 2 months. They said those who have paid already, they are not going to pay for the next 2 months. Why are they not doing it in South Africa? Because DSTV is a South African company. They say charity begins at home. Why are we being exploited by the company that is supposed to be accommodative to us as our home company, you see? So that was the last straw, when they decreased prices for all the African countries but left South Africa out.
So you're saying that you'd like more content to be added to the packages that aren't the premium packages. I suppose that's fair. But are you also bearing in mind the cost that it takes to create some of this content? What are your thoughts there?
Another thing that was suggested by some of our members on DSTV Must Fall, they said at least DSTV must give us a chance to choose which channel do we want. Like you pay for what you watch. Not now, whereas we pay for a lot of channels that we're not watching. Most of them are British channels, like History Channel. Most people don't watch History Channel.
And there's no African history.
But also there's no history.
Yeah.
Have you watched the History Channel? It's like pawn shops and, you know, crocodile hunters.
Ach, man. Yeah.
But
so it's not relevant to us, but we're paying for it.
Yeah.
We're speaking to Sifiso Gwala. He is the man who initiated or is leading the petition on social media when it comes to just the prices of DSTV and so forth. And you've got over 186,000 signatures. MultiChoice, DSTV have responded. They are listening. Sifiso, it seems as though you've done your research as well when it comes to the content that's on the continent.
Yes. Even the prices. Like... Yeah. In Nigeria and Kenya, they pay less for premium subscription than South Africa, but it's the same content.
Yeah, oh, it's the same content?
Yes, it doesn't make sense. Why are we overcharged for the same thing? Premium subscribers of Nigeria, they pay less than South African subscribers.
Yeah. Do you guys have a figure, perhaps? Is there figures that you've sort of worked around? What could work? Or a system? Like you're saying, perhaps you should pay for what you're using. And I'm not sure where how you're going to do that. Perhaps in my mind, I'm thinking for each channel, maybe they'll charge a fee. Maybe it's 80 rands or 100 rands per channel and so forth. Is there a system that you have given to them for them to work with?
No, they've not come to us like maybe and hear us out. The only thing they responded to is the petition because it blew up. But what I would like to say, most people say maybe for a channel like SuperSport channels, you can pay 30 rand. Some people just want SuperSport channel. They don't watch news. Some people want news. Maybe you can pay 30 rand a month for what you watch.
Okay.
Okay, so what would you say to people who suggest that you have a choice? Don't use that specific channel. There are other set-top boxes that you can buy. There are other streaming services that you can use. Yeah. Why would you expend so much energy fighting multi-choice?
We've come across such questions before. South Africa, in South Africa, like MultiChoice has been given too much power. Mm. It's having monopoly over everything, everything like media-wise. SABC is also having channel at DSTV. And some of these politicians, South African politicians, how do you expect us to trust people who have shares in these companies? Like we cannot complain to our politicians who are ruling us because they have shares at DSTV, they have shares at Standard Bank, all these companies, they are unruly. This is why there's too much arrogance in South African corporate companies because they know they control politicians.
Mm. And Sifiso, should this plea not be heeded? What is the next move?
For now, we are still continuing with the petition, but mostly some people have withdrawn their subscription from DSTV. Mm. But if they don't respond, we have no choice but to ask the public to cancel their subscription.
Yeah. And how do people get in touch? Where do we see this petition? Maybe someone wants to sign. We just want to see, is there at least something that's written before we just sign? Yeah, there was
four. You can go to change.org.
Change.org.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we will say, in the interest of fairness, we did reach out to the MultiChoice spokesperson, and he says that they're not doing any live interviews. Just repeats of old interviews. No, I'm joking. They're not doing any live interviews. But, I mean, obviously, so we've given you an opportunity to state your case. And so we had to do the same on the other side as well. Hopefully that will be repealed and they'll start actually engaging because this is, as Mbangeli has said, something that has been talked about for a very, very long time. Musa's on the line in Katlehong. Musa, good morning. You want to talk about the DSTV situation?
Yes, how... Morning.
Go ahead.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
Fine. Musa, if only your radio is on, my brother, please make sure you switch off your radio. Listen to the handset on the phone. That's where we're talking to. Make sure the phone is off and not on. Yeah. Okay, Musa's phone is still on. Let's go to...
Let's speak to Zolile in Duduza. Hi, Zolile.
Hi, ma'am. Kunjani?
Hi, Nkona. Kunjani?
Saphile mfethu ngicela ukugena geja nobuti kancane.
Mm, go again.
Yeah, bengicela ukuthi ulona, ngicela ukuhlisa ivolu. Ngicela ubuti ukuthi alona angasiceli ukuthi sikhathe ama subscriptions. But let them continue engaging because it does not mean ukuthi if balona bayahluleka ukuengage they should just stop. Basela ukuthi it's like i-boycott ezohama thina at the end of the day leyo ukuthi basele ukuthi silwane sikhathi ama-subscriptions. That means we'd have to go back siyothenga ama-ariel food and you know ukuthi iyibamba kanjani.
Ifuna ukuthi umeduze wayo uyibambe ungahlali phansi.
Siyayibona le.
You have to have a child just to send the child over to the TV. I mean, it's going to really, they're going to be problems.
So, Zolile, when personally, you don't have any problem with multi-choice, DSTV, what has your experience
big
been?
Choice. I've got a big problem, bruh, because I don't have any channel like this one. I'm only watching Ilona.
Indaba.
Is Indaba. I'm also watching Ilona. Okay, sometimes I do watch Nature, National Geographic.
Yes.
But now in a problem because it keeps repeating the same thing.
Ukuqinisa wazina la lion, le lion so ulazi ngegama ukuthi how this lion.
Ulona babaziza ngala magama wesintu la
lion. The black names, that's what they do.
Singi has ukuthi ubulo uzebuloni loya ubani hazi u admin kanani. So abayizwi into ngendlela right abafethi aba engage yathola so but bangasicela ukuthi.
Zolile, I like you very, very much. You can phone anytime. You're just awesome. Musa's on the line as well. Musa, you're back. Talk to us on DSTV. What was your comment?
My comment is, DSTV mainly like reach you some up. I see. If you want to go on a fan, because mind you, DSTV, I'm going to have to lose my fan and I'm a soapy TV. Ayaphela and i-sports asadlali ifuna abantu bafuna baqhubeke ngayo kumele iboleke ama-series from Netflix because most South Africans they have DSTV more than abantu abanama-Netflix.
Okay. Yeah. Alright, thank you.
Thanks, Musa. And K1 saying that DSTV must just take a USB, go to Netflix and ask for movies and then back that. Thank you, Umosa. K1. Should we go to Silepe in Tembisa? Good morning, Silepe.
Hey, Baba.
Nijanba.
Hi, Sabir. Sabir. I'm from Anzu.
What's on your mind?
I'm from Anzu. Hi, Nkona.
What's up?
Hi, Sabir. Sabir. Hi, I'm from DSTV. I'm from Film 2. I'm from Film 2. Hey, Sabir. About film doing. My Sibuga is in this I batalela. Last month is been the same Buga. This month is been the same batalela food.
So, Silepe, when for the petition, are you in support of the petition? Will you get onto it? What is your view?
I'm not going to. I will support the petition.
Okay.
All right, so we'll give out the address just as we wrap things up with Sfiso there as well. Lerato's on the line from Tembisa. Hi, Lerato. Welcome.
Hi, guys. Okay, so quick one on DSTV, ne?
Yeah.
Mine was cut last year. I was like, I stopped paying and it was useless. So now during the lockdown, I had to resubscribe because my daughter was one of the cartoons and things like that. So now I realized, so in this East West African countries, DSTV, when they try to increase prices, they get threatened. Like the government will tell them, if you increase, we will terminate this thing, and you're not gonna provide any internet. I mean, in any satellite services in our country.
Yeah.
So when you go to other countries, our compact is very different. Because I've gone to some countries, I was like, I wanted to watch compact. Okay, Mzansi is not there, but they have that Mzansi extra that is on premium, and they pay like a 200-something kwachas. And I'm like, but I pay 100-something for this compact. Like, it's so different. And then if you ask yourself, but this is a home company. Why isn't that they're putting me first, but they're putting other jurisdictions first? So it goes to show the government doesn't even care about this thing. They're just like, South Africans are going to pay. They're not going to complain. Like, they just say, we pay, we don't complain. So now I've already signed the petition. I think someone sent me a link, and then I signed, and then I shared on my WhatsApp for people to sign. And people are like, no, we're tired of paying for useless services.
Lerato, thank you very much for that comment. And I think it ties in with what a lot of people are saying about charity beginning at home. I've got another tweet here that I'll read after our headlines from Uhuru Kaazania, saying something about where the multi-choice head office now is and why.
You're listening to Power 98.7. Now we're talking, still talking to Usfiso Gwala. We're going to say farewell to him in a moment. Let's just take your calls quickly before we go to Vuyo Macoba with your sports. Protect Len Dumsane, good morning.
Hi, I'm Vangeli.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm fine, and you?
Good.
Okay, there's one thing as people we're not realizing is that we are not, it's not like DSTV held us at gunpoint so that we can keep on subscribing to their, what you call, to their expensive services.
Sure.
The simplest thing I did with when I started off is that I subscribed to the 29 Rand service, which was just for me to have a good coverage. And then from there, I subscribed to a good internet service provider, whereby if I want information on the internet, it's what I get. I look for information that I want, not something that I get fed by some company that decides what type of information is useful for me. And then another thing that people don't realize is that there's OpenView in terms of international sports. What you call the Bundesliga is being broadcast there, and then the English League is also being broadcast there. And then when I want to watch soccer, I go to the stadium. Simple as that. So I'm not subscribing to something that is 800 rand for, as if like I'm being forced.
Yeah, and but the 40 rand is a ticket, the stadium.
Yeah, it's 40 rand.
It's 40 bucks,
yeah. I mean, as a vet supporter, I get in at the stadium. They give you for free tickets.
Yes. So, Dumsane, hang on. Vets games, I always attend Vets games because for me, I can walk to the stadium, after the stadium, walk back. And what I love about Pitvis Stadium is that it's intimate. There's no vuvuzela. There's no, those students, they walk, they don't carry vuvuzelas.
Oh.
Yeah.
And the parking is safe.
It's safe. Everything is safe.
Yeah. Wow, guys.
Yeah. No, thank you so much, Dumsane.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, cool.
All right. So, sure, we've got so many callers here. Luani and Protea Glenn is on the line. Hi,
good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Great, thank you. Welcome.
I'm fine. Yes, man. I really fully agree. Just like now, let me set an example. I'm paying premium, and now we don't have a live sport. Why can't they say, Arwani, okay, we see customers who are paying premium and they've got all sports channels. Let's reduce their price because we don't have live sport now. They cannot do that to show that they don't care about us. Why can't they do that now? I said, no, let's reduce premium because we don't have live sports. What am I watching from? Because we don't have live sports. Every sport has been suspended.
Yeah. Aluane, are you willing to concede perhaps that their salaries, they must keep this thing afloat and perhaps our money is helping them?
True, sir.
Come again?
I don't think you guys heard each other.
I don't think we did.
But Tsulu's on the line with a similar opinion. Tsulu in Kuruman, good morning.
Morning, Bobby. Okay.
Good day. Okay, who's work?
Good day. Bobby, what you are missing out on DSTV is this. DSTV is allowing you to watch on one subscription on different,
devices. Television, yeah.
Yes. So I believe that what can be done, it doesn't restrict you to say, okay, I've got a subscription. I can give Bobby my login details and she can watch on her laptop.
Yeah.
So I think that's one other way of reducing the cost.
Sharing.
I give Bobby my login details. She watches, and then we share the subscription. We could have clubs whereby four of us, because they're giving you about four devices to watch on, have a club. We all donate and then watch on one subscription, and it goes down.
That's clever.
Yeah.
You know what I like about that, Tsulu? You know how people talk about, what are the points that you get from the bank, those bonus points? Every time you swipe, you
loyalty
get some points. Thank you, loyalty programs.
Yes.
And there are lots of people who are able to figure out exactly how to use the loyalty programs that they hardly pay for anything in their lives. And so what you're saying is a loophole in the system that could actually help consumers so much. Thank you, Tsulu. That's great.
Yeah, Mina, for me, the straw that broke the camel's back was when I saw Isibaya in pidgin English. I was like, huh? I saw Mbulazi. Mbulazi, give me my gun. I want to go get that taxi. I'm like, hey, Isibaya. I was like, what is happening? And perhaps it works. There's a market for that. But I was like, no, it's regurgitating of content. It's the same content. You're just changing languages now.
Oh, my word. Sure. Mzwake is our last caller on this. Hi, Mzwake.
You know, for me, this is a simple matter of supply and demand. Mm. South African people love their DStv. Or they cancel their subscriptions. Mm. They love it. They think SABC is useless. And I don't think it is useless. Mm. So there's no amount of 1 million, 20 million, 50 million petitions that's going to get DStv to move. Because they know people want this thing. Those many repeats, people love those repeats. Mm. So now the way I see it, I don't really think it's going to make any difference. But if I get a petition or Rama, maybe they're cheaper by 5 rand. I'll sign it today. Today I'll sign it. Marat, yes, cancel it.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. People must just cancel their subscription and wait until after and then put back their subscription.
Mm. Perhaps, Mzwake, it's the time for the SABC to take this market. Maybe this is the time where they'll do something because there's a conversation around digitization and so forth. I think this might be the time where they take this conversations forward. Sfiso, Gwala, in closing,
well,
you guys are winning.
The tweet about where the DStv... Well, this is according to Sipadzi Maladzi, who says MultiChoice was smart enough to move their headquarters to Mauritius to run away from triple BEE requirements in South Africa. So I wonder, you know, what the verification on that story is. But Sfiso, what you can verify for us now is what the URL is where we can sign the petition, those who want to sign it.
Yeah, the petition can be found at change.org. And also on my Twitter page is there. I pinned it on my Twitter page. You can find it.
What is your Twitter handle?
It's Sfiso Gwala underscore SA.
Okay, Sfiso Gwala underscore SA.
Sfisogwala underscore SA.
Thank you so much. That is Sfiso Gwala Mphephethwa talking to us about the petition that he started. Got well over 186,000 signatures. There is a conversation between them and MultiChoice, and you are sharing your frustrations as well.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.